Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, Product Marketing Specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things Agile and give insights to help organizations in Agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of Agile practices. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things Agile. I'm your new host, Tracy Yen, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into how Agile can reshape labor forecasting for finance teams. Joining me today is David Taylor, Vice President at Maryville Consulting Group, who will be sharing his insights on the impact of Agile on changing the way labor forecasting could be done, along with some tips and best practices for implementing this process effectively for your organization. So, David, welcome back to the show. For new listeners, can you please give us a quick introduction to yourself?
Of course, and happy to be back. My name is David Taylor. I'm responsible for Maryville's practice around product and portfolio enablement, which is really focused on helping organizations move to new ways of working from a strategy and execution and also an insights perspective.
Thanks. So let's just get straight into today's topic. Labor forecasting, as we know it, is all about predicting the future labor needs of an organization to make sure the right number of employees with the right skills are available at the right time. This process is vital for balancing workforce capacity with the demands for IT projects and operations, creating efficient resource allocation, budgeting, and strategic planning. What the IT process looks like right now begins with teams evaluating their current roster, who's doing what, and how well they're doing it. Then taking a look into their future needs, understanding what projects are coming down the pipeline, what new technologies we might adopt, and how this all translates into manpower needs. And it's not just about filling seats. As we continue, it then becomes about identifying skill gaps, training, hiring, or even contracting out work to make sure those gaps are filled. And lastly, analyzing all past data to adjust to the next forecast. All that can definitely be challenging to juggle, right? So help me unpack your understanding or your view of what the current challenges IT finance teams are facing with labor forecasting.
Yeah, of course. And it is a very challenging one at that. Many organizations, in terms of trying to labor forecast, are running into problems specifically around how they tie individuals that are down in teams. And this can be hundreds of resources and thousands of resources back up to what is normally referred to as the portfolio of efforts or projects that are happening in an organization. And so for us, you know, the processes that we see from a current state perspective, not necessarily a future state perspective, are ones that they don't understand who are actually on these teams executing against the work. In some cases, they don't even know what the work is. And then also making sure that that data is kept up to date in a system or from a process perspective is also very limiting in the organizations that we kind of start to initially work with. Now, future state of that, they're moving to a portfolio or a product-based organization where they're aligned back out to outcomes and those individuals are really stacked against those outcomes in terms of what we call a durable team, where that durable team actually has the analysts, developers, business folks, as well as any operational folks that might need to be a part of that team to really help deliver against that portfolio or that product set of work.
Yes. And how can they overcome all of that?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is that whenever you define a project, it's going to change. And I think the ability to have an adaptive process around what the scope is and then also what the people are, kind of looking at it in those two variables is most critical for these organizations. So that is an area that we focus with the org on, not just from a technology perspective, but also helping them coach and get alignment back up through that portfolio and product structure so that we can have investments and people decked back to those outcomes. The second one is really just around the governance that has to take place for this all to work. It is reliant on people either entering data into the tool and aligning the appropriate resources back out to those efforts, but also then showing up and being able to talk about, you know, the benefit of the work or the people that they might need, and making sure that that process is does have some agility in it. And then the final piece is what I would say is just the organizational mindset and moving to in a more agile way of making these types of decisions, where it's not just a point in time, but it's something that can be revisited weekly, monthly, quarterly. Any of those is a good start for an organization that's just trying to look at it from an entire year's context.
Got it. And I guess to reiterate what you had just said and putting a name to these two most common approaches that you just spoke about, which is a waterfall method and agile method. Can you sort of expand on what the main differences are between the two methods?
Yeah, I think from a waterfall perspective, there's a stop and start to everything. And I think if we've all been on a project before, whatever that initial start and stop of that project was never really reality. I think the common joke that floats around the industry is take that and then times it by three. And then from a product perspective, what we're really doing is, in an agile perspective, is really pushing folks to more of a continual refinement of what the work is, and also trying to get to an outcome as quickly as possible to test its validity, as well as, you know, are we going to move forward with it or not? And so those are the major differences. I think for a project organization, being able to tie resources to that project, just take it times it by three. For a product organization, we've already aligned those resources to that team. And more or less what it is just constant communication and collaboration with our stakeholders to make sure that they understand the work, and also understand the outcomes that are being produced. And so I always prefer the product in agile way, but we have been able to solve it on the project side. It just requires a little bit more data from a background perspective to make sure that we're actually understanding what the project's going to take, and then being a little bit more true with ourselves around what the resource commitment's going to be.
So help me understand on a deeper level how agile methodologies can impact the way finance teams forecast labor costs. Is there like an example of how a specific agile principle can lead to things such as more accurate labor forecasting?
Yeah, definitely. There's a set of cadences and governance meetings that are normally put in place, but I'll focus on two. One is related to PI planning, which is where each one of these portfolios and sets of products and also team members are getting together to say, based on this 10 to 12 week period, this is the work that we feel like is actually going to be accomplished. During those sessions, you are identifying risks and dependencies for other groups that you will have to then update your forecast from a people perspective or a resource. And that would be a fast follow leaving those meetings. So having finance involved in those PI planning sessions and the final plan readouts is really important for us to understand, with that durable team, are there additional resources that we need to add from a labor forecasting perspective, or just in an allocation back to those teams? And then the other meeting that's critical as we go through that is a meeting called a portfolio sync, where we're pulling together the entire portfolio or the sets of parts that are coming together doing PI planning to measure and manage really the resources that are needed, plus what we've gotten, and then the gap, and then also the progress of the work, and trying to be as transparent with our stakeholders as possible around what the capacity is for the portfolio, but also the work that's being accomplished by the portfolio. So those two meetings are critical for us in terms of how we're starting to shape an organization and get them to understand that they do have dedication to resources, or they can start to move in that direction. And we can also work with IT finance to get a better allocation of how those resources are being decked across the entire portfolio.
So building on what you just described, it's very clear that Agile is not just a methodology, but also a mindset, like you mentioned before. Yeah, especially for small businesses, being able to pivot very quickly is not just an advantage, but a necessity at this point. With adaptability as one of the top priorities, I want to know just how or what specific agile practice, again, helps teams to kind of stay on top of labor forecasting in today's dynamic environments, especially when project scopes or priorities shift unexpectedly.
Yeah, no, great question. I think from our perspective, there's two. One is going to be the demo that these portfolios and these product teams are going through, showing the work that is actually being accomplished. But also during those demos, they're also reviewing where they're going, how the resources are being utilized, and what their capacity looks like from an actual versus what they forecasted. The other is more specific to financial practices that are done at portfolio syncs, which I mentioned earlier, where we are talking about the total investment of from a CapEx and OpEx perspective into the resources that are helping with the team, but also understanding what our forecast and actuals are for the product and driving some accountability. I think it is really important for us to, if you think about anything that you've ever started and had some agility in it, there will be starts and stops with everything that we're doing. There will be test and learns with everything that we're doing, but being able to have close alignment with finance and understanding what your budgets are, where you're going, and what additional resources you need, and justifying those resources, that's really where we see this amazing partnership between IT finance and portfolio and product organizations to get them what they need and keep them moving down the path of delivering value.
All this alignment definitely helps facilitate better collaboration, from what it sounds, between finance teams or even PMOs or other departments when it comes to labor planning, right? Help me, expand on that a little bit more too, as well.
Yeah, I think really what we're seeing is a great synergy between portfolio level organizations and also IT finance or even enterprise finance organizations to be able to really come to the table together and talk about what is the work that we're trying to accomplish over a planning period or a PI or an interval, plus also what is it going to take or pushing our portfolio owners and our product owners to articulate what it's going to take from a forecast, a labor forecast perspective. And so, one of the other things that I'm also seeing is IT finance taking more of a leadership role in bringing together strategy, execution, and budgeting for the entire enterprise. We have a client currently that we're working with where these practices and what we've actually put in place from a governance alignment back out to PI planning and portfolio syncs, plus also the labor financial forecasting efforts, has really put them in a position to say, why aren't we doing this for the rest of our organization, not just IT? It needs to be truly a, technology business led initiative, which is awesome. It's I think a leg of the stool that has been missing in most organizations, and to see the collaboration between the two organizations has just been great.
Yeah, so besides a strong team, we're definitely going to need the power of a flexible tool to kind of tie this all together, with tools or solutions, to kind of implement agile into their labor forecasting processes. And how else can are these tools beneficial?
Yeah, I think obviously we do a lot of work with AppD01 and helping IT organizations get their finances and budgets in place. And I think over the last 3 to 4 years here, the combination of target process to help with the portfolio and product strategy level definition work has really been helpful for us to be able to draw the bridge between those two competencies to really have a technology in place or a tool in place like Apptio Target Process and Apptio1 from a Better Together perspective to be able to do continual planning, budgeting, and then really driving accountability at the end of the day between what did we say we were going to do from a work perspective, an execution perspective, and also a finance side. So those two platforms together, it's just a unique differentiator that we haven't really seen with any other tooling or you know, technology provider that's out there, and it's been extremely helpful for our clients.
Great answer. So last question for you. Would love your view of Agile's role evolving in labor financial management. Where do you see that going in the next few years?
Yeah, I really hope that the folks who are out there coaching teams and helping organizations move to these new ways of working are looking at these agile practices as tools in a toolbox, and being able to actually put experiential contextual knowledge around those tools to be able to figure out what actually makes the most sense for each organization. Really where Agile needs to go, or where the industry is kind of at right now and where it needs to progress to, is really continued focus on driving ownership from a portfolio and a product perspective on ownership of their financials. Having been on the client side in the past before, it is one of the biggest gaps that I saw at my last organization, and it's the gap for all of our new clients that we're starting to work with. Is some of them have strategies, some of them have a good execution engine, none of them are looking at the labor side of things or just what their budgets and actuals are. And I think the most interesting fact around this is that 70 to 80% of an organization's cost is around their people. And so making sure that their work is aligned with the people and capacity that they have is extremely critical for them to be able to compete in the market.
I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
And that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, David, for coming back and sharing your wealth of knowledge with us. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show again, and we hope to have you join us for another episode. And thanks for everyone for tuning in as well. Want to hear about a topic or got another question? Feel free to drop them in the comments section and subscribe to stay agile. See you on the next episode.
Thanks.
All right. 's for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.